area weather at 5 p.m. here in the Tri-Cities. We had sunny skies at the airport. The temperature was 86. The humidity was 40%. Winds were north at 6 miles an hour, and the barometric pressure was at 30.08 inches and falling. Today's high at the airport has been 86. The morning low was 64 degrees. We've had no rainfall at the airport in the 24-hour period ending at 5 p.m. Elsewhere in Tennessee, mostly sunny skies prevailed. In Knoxville and Nashville, the temperature was 90 degrees. In Chattanooga, it was 91. And in Memphis, the temperature was 93. Around the five-state area, Jackson, Kentucky was mostly sunny and 85. Beckley, West Virginia was partly sunny with 80 degrees. In both Roanoke and Richmond, Virginia, there were mostly sunny skies with a temperature of 91. Asheville, North Carolina was partly sunny and 80. In Winston-Salem, North Carolina, it was mostly sunny with 84 degrees. Once again at 5 p.m. here in the Tri-Cities, we had sunny skies and the temperature at the airport was 86.
Did you know weather radio receivers are now on the market for your car or truck? Some convert existing radios to pick up the weather band while others have the weather band built in. These radios are available from a number of sources, so check with your local dealer if you are interested.
The Tri-State Tennessee Radar Summary. At 4:30, showers and thunderstorms, a few heavy, were scattered in wet sections of North Carolina, extending into the northeast Georgia and northwestern South Carolina corners, widely scattered in south parts of West Virginia, isolated in southwestern Virginia, and a few along the Ohio-Kentucky border. Some of the heaviest are in extreme northwest North Carolina, in West Virginia, east of Beckley, and in the Georgia's northeast corner. The showers are moving southeast to 15 miles an hour. On the weather map, a weak, dry, cool front will move through the local area by Monday morning. Sunday evening, the front was located from New England into eastern Kentucky and along the Cumberland Plateau of Tennessee. The front continued across northern Mississippi into Arkansas and Oklahoma. Behind the front, high pressure will move from the Great Lakes into New England over the next couple of days. This will mean mostly fair skies for the area with continued warm temperatures. Elsewhere, tropical storm Claudette was about 275 miles east-northeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and was moving to the east-northeast at 10 to 15 miles an hour. The latest forecast for the Tri-Cities, for tonight we'll have partly cloudy skies with low temperatures in the middle 60s. Winds will be near calm. We'll also have some patchy dense fog developing by early morning. For Monday, skies will become mostly sunny and the high temperature will be in the upper 80s. Winds will be variable in direction at around 5 miles an hour. For Monday night, fair skies are expected with lows in the middle 60s. On Tuesday, skies will be mostly sunny and we'll have a high temperature in the upper 80s. In the extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy skies will prevail on Wednesday with a chance of thundershowers for Thursday and Friday. Low temperatures will be in the middle to upper 60s. Highs will be in the middle to upper 80s. In southwestern Virginia tonight, there will be partly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms. Low temperatures will be in the middle 60s and winds will be light and variable. For Monday in southwestern Virginia, there will be some morning cloudiness. Then skies will become mostly sunny. Highs will be in the middle 80s. Winds will become northeast around 10 miles an hour. For Monday night in southwestern Virginia, there will be clear skies with low temperatures in the lower to middle 60s. Winds will be out of the southeast and be less than 10 miles an hour. On Tuesday in southwestern Virginia, mostly sunny skies are expected with high temperatures in the middle to upper 80s. Winds will be out of the south at around 10 miles an hour. You're tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, station WXK-47. This station broadcasts 24 hours daily from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Weather Service office, located at the Tri-City Regional Airport in Northeast Tennessee. The broadcast is brought to you by the National Weather Service and the state of Tennessee.